Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So the research also turned up that suicides are the seventh most common cause of postpartum death. And I think a lot of us would typically think about the physical dangers associated with pregnancy. So what is it that you would say that this research should be adding to our picture?
That's right. Yeah. So pregnancy-related deaths have been going up, as you said, in the United States over the last decade or two. But those official sort of maternal mortality statistics often don't consider causes of death that are related to things like drugs and suicide. So that was the focus of this study. And what we did was look at just over 1 million women who gave birth in California between 2010 and 2012. And we followed them for the year after birth, right? So that was the first postpartum year. And indeed, what we found is that the second leading cause of death after obstetric causes was drug-related problems, so drug overdoses. And the seventh leading cause of death was suicide. And those were, that's pretty shocking, especially given that most of the time when we're thinking about maternal mortality, we're not thinking about drug-related problems and suicide.
And so, generally speaking, would this point towards just the severe mental strains that are placed upon new mothers?
We don't have a lot of detail on what was happening in their lives. It certainly suggests that they are that at least for these women and many other women as well, that first year postpartum can be an extremely stressful time. Women, particularly, with substance abuse, they may have gotten substance abuse treatment during pregnancy, but may not have access to it, may not be able to afford it or continue it for lack of time, for stigma, for all kinds of reasons in that first year postpartum. One of the things that we were focusing on was not just looking at their deaths, but also looking at potential prevention opportunities. So what we were doing was looking at, did they come in, among these women who died, did they come into the emergency room or the hospital between their delivery of their baby and their death? And for the women who died of drug-related causes or suicide, 75% of them came in. They made at least one emergency department or hospital visit. So we don't know why they were coming in to the ED or the hospital, but it does speak to the fact that, though that's a prevent potential prevention opportunity right there.
So you're talking about a potential prevention opportunity. What kinds of other support do you think that this research calls for?
Well, I think one of the major implications of the research is honestly just a data one, is that we need to be paying more attention to drug-related causes and suicides as a cause of maternal postpartum mortality. A lot of the time in official statistics, these causes of death are literally not included. Every state has a maternal mortality review committee where they're looking at mothers and pregnant women who have died, but not all of those states include drug overdoses and suicides as part of their review. So, we need national data on this, and every maternal mortality review committee should be paying attention to drug and suicide deaths as a cause of mortality among postpartum women and pregnant women.